We left off in Siman Shin Aleph, Sif Yud Aleph, something that's used both for a takshit, for jewelry, also l'shtamish, but to use it. And Mechaber's example was, if somebody has beautiful silver keys, so it's used as a key to open the lock to the door of his house, but it's also a takshit, the way to warn another person. And Mechaber brought two shittas, why the one's allowed to wear this on Shabbos. The first shita is usur, because it looks like it's for tashmish, for use, and the Yesh Matirim hold that it's okay, since it's silver, and it's not a derech to make a key out of silver, so it's obvious that Iker is for tachshit. From the Seb of the Shulchan Aruch, it sounds like the Iker is like the first shita that's usur. However, Mishnah Berurah says that he saw the Dach HaMoshah, the Mo writes, B'shem the Ogre, than Ashkenaz, in the Ashkenaz countries, the minig is Timekel, so therefore one should not Mimoicha, or protest against somebody's Mekel, because I was talking the minig in Ashkenaz to a Mekel on this. Important note, they're talking over here about silver, as opposed to it's made out of barzo and lechoshes, out of steel or copper, or something like that. So then it looks like the ikar is for tashmish, for use, not for tachshit, not for tekorda purposes, and then everyone agrees it's aser. The Rambam says it's aser for a person to go out wearing around his neck a take a box for bati nine for his glasses, even if the box is silver and it's tekordiv. Here it's going to be aser according to everybody, because the glasses are inside the box, he's carrying those glasses. We don't say the glasses are bottled to the box, and the ikar is the box, which might be mutter because it's decorative and it's jewelry. But rather the opposite. The ikar is the glasses. The box is just a holder for the glasses. And the glasses, he's mamish carrying them in the box. Same, somebody has a knife that's in like a knife holder. Even if the knife holder, the nadon, is silver, is decorative, but the ikar is for the knife, and the knife he's carrying, and therefore it's a problem of itzah to go out with this box for the beautiful box for the glasses, or this beautiful nadon holder for the knife, if it has the glasses or the knife inside of it. Mishnah Berurah also says for somebody to wear their glasses on their nose outside the Erev on Shabbos is definitely a problem, because they might fall off, will come to carry it, dal damas and shesrabim. That was in the old days, the glasses weren't made as well as nowadays, it was very common for them to fall off, and somebody would carry them, dal damas potentially. Nowadays, the accepted psak is that it's not an issue. One could wear his glasses out of the area of on Shabbos. Now, the Rambam discusses something that's basically the equivalent of a modern-day Shabbos belt. If he has a kiyav, nechosh or barzel, copper or steel, it's not decorative, it's not a tashel or silver, so how is he going to get into his house if that's what the key is made out of? So he discusses if he attaches it to his belt. And he says that if it just hangs from the belt, then it's going to be aser. Unless it's silver, they'll be telling the earlier machlokes that Ashkenaz are not to make it. But if it's not silver, it'll be aser to hang it from his belt, even if it's attached properly to the belt. However, he says that there are those who write that you can make it. In the case of the make it, Shabur explains, is when the key is actually a link in the belt. Since the key is being used as a link in the belt, without the key, the belt will fall apart. Therefore, it's considered part of the malbush, and therefore it's not a problem of carrying it on Shabbos. Sifyat Beis. The Mechaber says that a tailor cannot go out with a machel, with a needle, stuck into his beged, and other professionals as well, same halach would apply, that they cannot go out with a professional tool, either on the ear or around the neck. However, if one does go out in such a fashion, the Shulchan Aruch says pater. In other words, pater, aval asr, it's only asr drabanan, and not deraisa. So what are we discussing over here? Mishnah Berurah explains, we're discussing over here the professionals that this is not really the right way to go out with their professional item. However, they put the professional item sometimes on them as a simon for people to know. It's like an advertisement, so people should know, hey, this guy's a tailor. This is what he does. And it's not really derech HaTzabakach. It's not the normal way to carry it, because the only time they have this item on them in that way is when they're trying to advertise themselves that they work in this profession. And therefore, it's not going to be chayiv. It's going to be potter aval asr, because it's not really the normal way to carry it. Shmura says at the Bi'ah Agra, Paskins, however, like the place can hold, that is chayv chatas, is kol seder chotza b'kach, and chav moshim mitzadah, the riff and the rosh, are noted that way as well. Also important to note that we're discussing different forms of carrying different items. If one to carry a watch or any other timepiece in their pocket out of the Erev is obviously also, Mishnah makes a whole arichas about it. Seems this was a question in the olden days. Nowadays, it's understood that there is also and this is kol seder chotza b'kach, and one would be chayv chatas. Sifi Gimel, a zov, cannot go out with a kiss. Is something they would make to catch himself from a ziva. They shouldn't get dirty from it. There's somebody who has excretions coming out of his body. So it's only considered derech malbush as a tzur of a malbush. If it does not have a tzur of a malbush, then he cannot go out with this on him to catch the excretions, because that's the problem of carrying. Similar, a woman, menidosa, when she has a period, she might want to go out with a beged in front of her to catch the damnidus. That shouldn't get all over the place and shouldn't make her dirty, etc. There's also a problem unless it has a tzur of a malbush. Shmuel explains it means it goes in front of her and behind her, like an undergarment that has a tzur of a malbush, that would be okay. However, if she has it there that shouldn't be painful or uncomfortable for her to avoid tzar for her goof, that's okay, even doesn't have the tzur of the malbush. Two ways it's okay. Either if it has a tzur of a malbush, or if it's there to save her from discomfort. The generally accepted psak is that a woman could attach a pad to her undergarment to go out with it out of the Erev on Shabbos, because it's a bottle to the beggar, to the undergarment, it's considered part of the malbush, and also it's potentially to save her from personal tzar. It's uncomfortable for her if she has the moisture and the blood on her.